Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Chicago's afternoon news, 720 WGN. John Williams said today, I don't want monkeypox because I don't like the name of it. I don't want it because I don't like the look of it. Aaron Guttinger has had it. He is a reporter for the Hyde Park Herald, and you've been reporting on it since May. So how bad is it, Aaron?
It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. You are right not to want it. I can guarantee you that.
And how long did you suffer from it?
I can tell you that, too. Sorry. Yeah. Say that again?
How long did you, like, have active symptoms where you're just, like, in misery?
Miserable for about a week. And I'm still recovering from it. You've got, per the instructions from the Chicago Department of Public Health, about 3 weeks of isolation until all the lesion scabs, because they do scab over, fall off and new skin forms under them. At that point, you're not contagious anymore. But at the worst of it, you don't want to do anything. You're pretty much bound to be in bed and taking as many painkillers as they're willing to prescribe you to try to get the pain off of your or out of your body, and dealing with any other kind of therapeutics, baths in my case, to try to feel better after that too. It's just a terrible amount of pain. People have described it as passing broken glass when they're using the bathroom, either way, or swallowing when they're trying to eat or breathe and that kind of thing. Just absolutely dreadful symptoms.
So for a lot of people, this means loss of work and loss of money and not being able to pay rent unless you got, you know, that cushion. So what's the delay with the vaccines? Is it a paperwork issue or what's happening? I know they're being developed in, is it Denmark?
It is Denmark. It's a supply issue. We had some vaccine in what's called the National Depository or the Strategic National Stockpile, rather. This was done because of a concern out of a bioterrorism attack for smallpox. This vaccine is called Jynneos. It's effective against both monkeypox and smallpox. The concern is that some terrorist organization would get smallpox, which we stopped vaccinating people for in 1972. One of the great achievements of humanity is that we managed to eradicate smallpox, period. Which means obviously people my age, I'm 29, don't have any kind of immunity to it, period. And then nature is, smallpox didn't come, but monkeypox did. It came out of West Africa and started infecting mostly gay people, gay bisexual men, and other men who have sex with men in Europe, and then spread over to the Americas, and now it's spread all across the world. There were a couple of tens of thousands of doses in that Strategic National Stockpile. Once it became clear that men who have sex with men were becoming infected, the federal government shipped all those doses out. But we've got to import more doses from a factory in Denmark. The federal government owns those doses. We've got to import them, but that factory has to make more doses. And as we've seen from the ramp up of manufacturing COVID vaccine doses, although it seems like a long time ago now, it takes a while to manufacture pharmaceuticals. So we're just going to have to kind of be patient, unfortunately, a lot of us in the queer community, before more of these doses get manufactured and before they get shipped in. I was speaking to one of the deputy commissioners of the Chicago Department of Public Health last week, who said there's about 130,000 men who have sex with men in Cook County. Of that number, about 50,000 have multiple partners or are HIV positive, meaning that they are immunocompromised. So we've got 50,000 people who may be eligible to get vaccinated with that Jynneos, and Jynneos is a two-dose vaccine. So we may need, you know, up to 100,000 doses of this vaccine in Cook County. That's quite a few doses, and we've only got about, you know, 15 or 20,000 right now here or immediately on their way.
Interesting.
And the disease is spreading, and it's a terrible disease. Sorry, I just threw a lot of information at you and your listeners.
Yeah, well, and a lot of people are saying, oh, it doesn't affect me. It will not affect me. And then lo and behold, today we find out that the U.S. now has two pediatric patients with monkeypox. So do you believe, I've got like 30 seconds left, do you believe it's being underreported?
It is being underreported, but again, it's being underreported mostly among gay men. It does spread, but it spreads mostly through gay sex. And it's a tragedy that these children have got it, but it sounds like these children, in most cases that are happening outside of gay sex, are happening through household spread. Spreading through, you know, sharing bedding or silverware, you know, dirty dishes or towels and that kind of thing. It spreads predominantly through personal, intense skin-to-skin contact or by getting the lesions on bedding and sharing the bedding or towels or something like that. It's overwhelmingly spreading through gay sex, and that's why we're seeing most of the spread in gay men and that kind of thing. Gay men don't make up a very large percentage of the population, somewhere 5% or something like that, of half the population, of course, being male. And they do have, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you see it, more sex than the regular population does. So once a virus like this gets into a population, it just spreads more. We see this with a lot of sexually transmitted diseases, which, of course, monkeypox isn't technically, but also HIV.
Right.
We'll get a vaccine and gay men will need to moderate their behavior, but we'll get through it one way or another. Everyone just needs to be diligent and pay attention to public health sources. Have a nice day. Take care.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you for sharing your story. That's Aaron Gettinger, a reporter for the Hyde Park Herald. We're going to continue the conversation with Dr. Arwady about the incubation period. I mean, really, can you catch it from towels and, you know, shared bedding and all those things? Those are questions I think we all want answered. We'll find those answers after Steve's newscast. That's coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.